Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 141, verse 5. David wrote, "Let the godly strike me, it will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it." This verse reminds us of the proverb which says, "An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy." These words are no doubt wise, but that doesn't mean it's easy when somebody says something harsh to us or tells us that we've gone wrong. It might prove to be soothing medicine in the end, but at the time it can really hurt. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul reflects on the fact that we all need to become more mature. He was eager that his readers shouldn't be blown about by every wind of new teaching. He was aware of the dangers that came from false teachers whose clever lies sounded like the truth. The antidote to this was for the church to be a community within which people spoke the truth in love. It sounds simple enough, but it's often very far from it. Truth has sharp edges, and we're sometimes inclined to shrink from sharing it. We'd rather take refuge in pleasantries and superficial talk. But if we really love one another, we'll share the truth and do it in a way that is gracious, sensitive, and wise. Speaking the truth in love is two-sided, of course. We need to be ready to both share and receive it. I strongly urge you to prepare for both in prayer. As you pray for your Christian brothers and sisters, your love for them is bound to grow. As it does so, you'll long for them to receive God's liberating truth. If you become aware that you need to speak to them about some aspect of their life, pray hard that the way in which you share that wisdom will be totally immersed in love. That process itself will help you to prepare for the moment when others, out of their love and care for you, may need to share truth with you. It may feel as unwelcome as many forms of medicine, but if it's a true word from God, it will be nothing but a blessing. Let me pray with you. Lord God, teach us more about what it means to speak the truth in love. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.